Hello, good evening. My name is Will Johnson, UniteAmericaFirst.com, and this is To The Point with Will Johnson. Now, we are talking about war with Iran. The Democrats keep saying that President Trump wants to go to war, but they are blatantly lying by saying this. After being in office for 3+ years, how many wars has President Trump put us in? After 3 years, how many wars did President Trump prevent us from going in? Need I remind you about North Korea? See, the Democrats don't want to talk about that because they kept saying we're going to go to war with North Korea. President Trump prevented us from going to war with North Korea. And that was just one of many. There's been other episodes where President Trump could have taken us into war, but guess what? He didn't. And because he didn't do that, the Democrats are upset with him. AUMF is something that was put in place so that the sitting president can act when it is necessary. On September 18, 2001, Congress put into law, which was a joint resolution, it was 107-40. And this is part of what it says. September 11, 2001, acts of treacherous violence were committed against the United States and its citizens. And whereas such acts rendered it both necessary and appropriate that the United States exercise its rights to self-defense and to protect the United States citizens both at home and abroad. In light of the threats of the national security, foreign policy of the United States poses these grave acts of violence. Such acts continue to pose an unusual and extraordinary threat to the national security of foreign policies of the United States. The president has authority under the Constitution to take action to deter and prevent acts of internal terrorism or international terrorism against the United States. To be resolved, now this was resolved by the Senate and the House of Representatives of the United States of America in Congress in 2001. This was right after 9/11 it took place. Now, it's the year 2020. The Democrats, all of a sudden, they have a problem with this law. And some of these same Democrats helped write it in the first place. And now they're complaining about it because it's President Trump. They're complaining because President Trump is doing what he can to protect the American people. Again, the Democrats don't care about what happens to Americans here at home or abroad. They really don't care. They're trying to do everything they can to remove the sitting president of the United States, Donald J. Trump. That is their ultimate goal here. The rest of it doesn't matter. They can care less on how many Americans die. They don't care. They just want him out of office so that they can continue bringing the tyranny unto all of us as they have been starting under Obama. Well, this didn't start on Obama, but, you know, Obama really picked it up even more. And the Democrats are upset because President Trump came into play and made the change. All right, so we're going to have a whole bunch of clips for you. We're going to have a special guest coming on with us from California to talk about the education procedures and the curriculum in the state of California. But the Democrats have lost their everlasting mind. Okay, my name is Will Johnson, and this is To The Point. We'll be back after this.
or we can go to the right. So I'm going to go and do everything I can, but I can't do it without your help. So please go over to UniteAmericaFirst.com and support me today. Again, that is UniteAmericaFirst.com.
All right. Thank you for joining me. My name is Will Johnson, and this is To The Point. So like I said, we have some clips for you, and we're going to talk about the Democrats and how I truly believe that they have become the party of the anti-American. They are anti-American, and they keep pushing rhetoric against the President of the United States and the rest of us who support him. They talk bad about President Trump because we support him. They talk bad about us because we support President Trump. They talk bad about President Trump no matter what. If you support him, if you don't support him, well, yeah, if you don't support him, they're happy with you. But they have lost any credibility on anything. You know, the Democrats, because they're so confused on exactly how they should control everything, they don't know what to do. I mean, they keep making stuff up. They're going to the extreme. They're literally saying that President Trump wants to take us into war when he constantly says he doesn't want to go into war. Do you remember? It makes me think about when President Trump said, you know, there was good people on both sides, and he said that he doesn't support nationalism, white supremacy, but then they keep saying that he supports it after he said he doesn't support it. So they hear Trump, but they don't understand what he's saying. And I truly believe because they have lost their mind. They've been turned over to a reprobate mind. They can't understand anything that is positive. They can't understand anything that is just. They can't understand anything that is right. They only have their own agenda about how they want to get rid of President Trump. That's the only thing they can think about. That's the only thing on their mind. And that's the only thing they really care about. So like I said, I have some clips that I want to play for you here. And this is Nancy Pelosi talking about how they have started, you know, they're going to pass the War Powers Act. They did that today. And they were talking in Congress and how they wanted to remove any ability from the President of the United States from being able to protect all of us. So let me play this video clip of you for you with Nancy Pelosi.
So here we are to protect American lives and values. We are passing today a war powers resolution to limit the president's military actions. The administration must de-escalate and must prevent further violence.
Must de-escalate. You hear that? President Trump, they're telling President Trump that he has to de-escalate, that he can't continue to protect the American people abroad. Is anyone else seeing the crazy, the hypocrisy in this? I mean, they're really putting it out there to where they think that we're so naive and so dumb to understand exactly what is taking place. I mean, really, this is exactly what we don't want to see, right? But the Democrats are doing it. So, like I said, I have a special guest coming on with us, but I'm going to play another clip right before I bring the guest on with us. This is Nancy Pelosi, where she's saying that President Trump is not making us safe. What he's doing did not make us safer. And everything President Trump has been doing has been for all of us to make us all safe. And they don't want to acknowledge it. They don't want people to believe that he's actually doing that. But anyone with a sound mind can absolutely see that that is exactly what President Trump is doing.
I think that it's very unfortunate that right now, because I was briefed in the Gang of Eight and I was briefed in the, what did he call it, demeaning and worst a classified briefing that the Republican senators ever heard yesterday. So it's at this point, in terms of what is in the public domain, difficult to address some of what they contended. However, I will say this, because I was informed by phone call, as I mentioned to you earlier, I think I did anyway, that when I was briefed by the Secretary of Defense and Chairman of the Joint Chiefs over the weekend, taking responsibility for the killing that it was disdainful in terms of not consulting with Congress, dismissive. We held it closely, really. So if you want us to all join together, let us have a strategy that we work together on. I do not believe, in terms of what is in the public domain, that they have made the country safer by what they did.
So she's blaming President Trump for not protecting us. He's not making us safe. What is just the opposite. I mean, when she's saying these things, does she actually hear what she's saying? Does she actually understand what she's saying? Nancy Pelosi and the rest of the Democrats, AOC, Rashida Tlaib, Ilhan Omar, the squad, all of them, they are trying to manipulate the American people. And you know what? They're not the only ones. You have CNN and MSNBC and the rest of them trying to manipulate the American people. It's disgusting. People really need to educate themselves. Okay, so like I said, I have a special guest coming on with us next. This young lady, her name is Denise Pershey, is a citizen author of legislator bill SB 673. This bill gives sex education transparency to parents. So basically, to my understanding, this is how the school should do, right? They should be able to, if your children are being taught a specific thing, then you should be able to know about it, right? No matter what it is, you should be able to know about it. All right, so let me bring our guest on with us here. Hello, Denise, are you there? Hello, Denise, Hello? Are you there?
Yes, I am. I hear feedback on the line, so I don't. Hello? Will? Yes, I can. The only problem, oh, thank you, Will. The only problem is there's a little bit of a delay, and I'm hearing my voice twice. That's all right. Well, thank you for having me on today to talk about Senate Bill SB 673. It is just simply a transparency bill for parents to review curriculum online. Go to the district website, pull up the curriculum, and review it from the ease of their home. And the reason why I asked for that as part of my Senate bill is because I felt like they were hiding the lessons from me. It took about 4 or 5 weeks for me to review them. And when I did review them, they gave me a window of time to come in and review them, which was a 2-week period of time. And then they told me I could come in from, because I had to make an appointment, from 8 to 9 in the morning or 3 to 4 in the afternoon. Well, when I got there, I finally got a hold of the curriculum after I, was escorted to the library, what they call the library at the district offices, and finally got into a room that they used for the review, and was bothered 3 or 4 times by different people coming in to ask if I had any questions, et cetera. And, but I can say that 11 lessons, which is what they were teaching my 10-year-old twins, would perhaps take a parent 7 or 8 hours to review, because it really took about 30 minutes each lesson to go through the lesson plans, read the in-class exercises, look at the resources, and review the videos that they were going to show our children.
Wow. And they were fighting you to be able to see all of this.
You know, what happened initially was I heard that there was a new curriculum, and I asked the teacher, you know, where could I see it? Because I asked her first, and she says she didn't have it, that I would have to contact the curriculum director at the district. And so I sent an email to the person, and they sent me back about a paragraph, maybe 5-6 sentences long, with an overview of the curriculum. I then sent back an email to the person saying, this is not what I was looking for. I'm looking for the lesson plans. You know, could you please send them to me or let me know where I can review them? And then she sent me back what was a summary document with each of the lesson plans listed, the title of the lesson plan, and a 3 or 4 sentence, you know, description under each one of those lesson plans. But the issue was, it still wasn't what I was looking for, which was the lesson plans. And then I sent another email saying, this is not what I'm looking for. And then I didn't hear back from her. Then I ran into her at a board meeting and said to her that it seemed like they were hiding the lesson plans from me, that they didn't want me to look at them. And she said, well, you're correct. We don't want you to see them, because any parent who does review them opts their children out of the curriculum every single time. That's a quote from her, every single time. So when I did review it, I was like other parents who had reviewed the curriculum and opted their kids out. And my twins were 10 years old at the time in the fall of 2017. And one lesson asked the children to color in the sexual anatomy. Yep, I'm going to say it again, sexual anatomy. A spread eagle drawing of a woman's body, and asked them to color in the sensitive part. And they did discuss that in a co-ed class. And I just thought that was just not appropriate for a child. So what's happened in California, sex ed has moved from being about puberty, reproduction, and pregnancy prevention, and they include that, to now discussing sexual pleasure, sex acts, and sex behavior with children. The vocabulary alone would make most parents' heads, probably spin. We're talking about an extensive vocabulary, discussing all kinds of words about body parts and having to fill those in a fill-in-the-blank. And then a resource they provided to the children, a book called It's Perfectly Normal, and it's the most controversial, most banned book in America. It usually hits the top 10 list every year. And it is, in fact, a book that has been banned from a men's prison in California because it's considered pornography. It is what I would call kiddie pornography with cartoon drawings. They do discuss all kinds of sex acts and sexual pleasure in that book, as well as contraception.
So they banned that book from the prisons, but they're pushing it onto the children?
Yep.
So what is the age group?
Well, for that particular book, It's Perfectly Normal. That's the title of the book. It's slated for 10 years and up. But I can tell you, I would never give that to a 10-year-old. I might give it to a high school kid, perhaps. But I would never give it to a elementary age student. It's completely not appropriate, in my opinion. It's not appropriate for my children anyway. But, you know, SB 673, the Senate bill that Senator Morrell picked up, and he is the legislative author of it. I wrote the legislative proposal for the bill and then walked it around the Capitol in January of 2019. My own legislator, who is Senator Glazier, did not pick up the bill, but Senator Morrell saw the bill, and after talking with me, he said, I would be honored to take that to the floor of the Senate if you'll let me. And I said, well, yes, I'm equally as honored by that offer. And so here we are, we're almost a year later from the time I walked it around the Capitol, and we have a Senate bill.
Nice. So I have your website on my screen right now. And for
So let me ask you this. What was the what was some of the content? I know you got into a little bit of it, but what was like the most concerning thing for you and that, got you to get involved to want to write this this legislative proposal?
Well, first of all, they hid the curriculum from me. They misdirected me. They, made it difficult to get the material. And, for that reason, I wrote it. But I also was disturbed by some of the content in the curriculum, specifically about the sexual pleasure and the sexual acts, et cetera, that were not appropriate for that age of student.
Wow. And, it's really kind of hard to believe that they're, I was living in California and the Democrats, they were pushing certain sexual activities or certain lesson plans onto the children when I was there. And I remember that. So what are the top two benefits of the SB 673 will be provided for kids and parents and teachers?
Well, first of all, you're right. I think it's actually helpful for teachers, too, because the parents can review the material and then they can make the decision to opt their children into the curriculum. And I think that actually provides protections for teachers and for districts, because when parents are able to review it online in an easy-to-find manner and they're able to opt their children in with a signature on the dotted line, then that means that the parent has given permission explicitly.
Hmm. And when you first came on, you were saying that there was a lot of parents that when they would read it, then they would opt their kids out of it. So they're hiding it from the parents at an alarming rate. And your bill is to make it transparent so that parents can have the choice for what their children is being taught. Is that correct?
Oh, yes. Yeah, this is a parent choice or parent transparency bill that allows the parents to review it online on district websites and then to then also opt their children in with a parent signature on the dotted line. And then it also asks it makes one correction, I should say, in the Healthy Youth Act, which is the current law under California that drives this curriculum into the schools. And it changes one word in the Healthy Youth Act from the word may be age appropriate medically accurate to it shall be medically accurate and age appropriate for elementary age students.
Wow.
And so, right now they can teach your can teach your children age inappropriate and medically inaccurate curriculum in below seventh grade.
So they can basically make it up and then indoctrinate the children to whatever it is that they believe it is, and then you have to go along with it.
Well,
wow.
I think that parents don't understand how sexually explicit the curriculum is, and they are likely to trust the district and the teachers. And, in fact, parents have said to me, my child's teacher would never teach that. But that's not true.
Wow.
Teachers are teaching it.
So let me ask you this. Who's opposed to the bill? And
believe it or not, the PTA is against the bill. Remember, that's the Parent Teacher Association. I really think it's actually the P is now politics.
The P is now politics.
Yep. It's not parents anymore, Will.
It's not parents, it's politics.
Yep.
So is it?
Well,
go ahead.
This bill comes up in the Senate Education Committee hearing on January the 15th, and we're going to find out who is for transparency and who isn't.
I can't imagine let me ask you this. Why do you think that they're pushing so hard to prevent parents from actually seeing what's in the curriculum? I mean, other than that the parents would opt out. And why would parents opt out if it's something that's good? Because, this is the state that's pushing it onto the children. And you would imagine that they would want the children to have something that's good. What are some of the things that's causing parents to opt out? Just recap on that.
Well, you know, the reason why the district didn't want to share it with me was because they think they know better than parents. And in fact, the staffer said, we don't want parents to review this curriculum because when they do, they opt out of the curriculum. And I said, well, isn't that a parent's right to opt out? And she said, well, it is a parent's right. But the issue is that we know better than parents. We know what's happening in the culture. Parents don't. And she even said that parents think their children are innocent, but we know they are not. They're accessing porn and so on and so forth. And so we have to teach children these things, because if we don't, they're going to get it from, you know, the internet or someplace else.
Yeah, that's true. That's absolutely true. I mean, kids have mobile devices, and it's free reign to everything when it comes to the mobile device. Tell everyone how they can support you in California, and it's Bill SB 673.
Well, one way that they can help us is to go to sb673.org. That's my website, and there is a call to action on that space, on that website, with a call, write, or visit. And we give you addresses and phone numbers of the Senate Ed Committee members, and you can, you know, just pick up the phone and call and tell them that you support SB 673 for transparency, for parent rights, and for opt-in of the curriculum.
Nice. So I want to thank you for your time and coming on. Before I let you go, to my understanding, you have a rally that's coming up really pretty soon,
yes,
right?
Yes, we do. Yes, Will, we do. And thank you for reminding me of that. That is January the 15th. At 8 a.m. on the south steps of the Sacramento Capitol. We're going to be there, and at 8 a.m. for the rally, 9 a.m. for the hearing, and then at 10 o'clock, we'll be back for a rally with a lineup of speakers, including Rebecca Friedrichs and many other people from who are supportive of this bill. Karen England from Karen England will be there from the Capital Resource Institute. The rally is being sponsored by the California Family Council, so you can even go to californiafamilycouncil.org and look for information there. You can go to my website, which is SB673, and find information at SB673.org and find information there. And then come to the rally and support us. Make a public comment in the hearing. And then come back to the rally on the south steps of the Capitol and hear these really stellar list of speakers who are going to talk about the future and the plans that we have, no matter what happens to this bill in that committee.
Yes, absolutely. Well, good luck. And thank you for coming on and sharing this information with us.
Thank you, Will Johnson. Appreciate you so much.
Thank you. Take care.
Bye-bye now.
Bye. Okay, so the Democrats, you know, it's a good versus evil thing here, right? But the Democrats are leading the charge on the evilness. The Democrats are leading the charge about how they want to indoctrinate our children. It's the Democrats that's wanting to change reality. Now, one of the things she didn't get into, which is there's other groups in the state of California that's fighting the bill because they want certain lifestyles pushed onto the children in the state of California. And it's not just the state of California, because this liberalism virus is spreading across the nation and the world. But it's happening everywhere. Okay, so like I said, I have some more clips for you, but I'm going to take a short break here, and I'm going to come back, and we're going to talk about the Nancy Pelosi, and I'm going to show you some other clips, because the Democrats had a rally today. Wait until you hear what they had to say. We'll be right back. This shirt here, it says it all. It makes a big statement. Get over it. Trump is your president. You can get it today at uniteamericafirst.com. This is how you support me. By going to uniteamericafirst.com, by buying the t-shirts, by buying the hat, by buying the other items that we have there. And also, you can make a donation at uniteamericafirst.com. I need your help and support to continue this fight in 2020. This year is so important. We are at a crossroads in this nation, and we actually see it. We can either go to the left or we can go to the right. So I'm going to go and do everything I can, but I can't do it without your help. So please go over to uniteamericafirst.com and support me today. Again, that is uniteamericafirst.com.
It's no wonder that we've had problems there, that people don't trust us. What the wonder is that so many Iranian people have warm feelings towards the United States. But this idiot, with this assassination, turned an era where we saw people at great risk to themselves demonstrating against this repressive regime, and he's united them against us, perhaps sending back true reform, not just years. I have friends from Iran who say it may be decades.
They were already united against us. They've been saying death to America for years. This didn't just start under President Trump. They keep saying that. They keep saying President Trump wants to go take us to war, which is not true. They keep saying that all of the chaos in the Middle East is because of President Trump. They blame President Trump for stuff years ago that it had nothing to do with President Trump. That's exactly what's happening here. President Trump didn't create the situation in the Middle East. He didn't do it, but yet, guess what? They're blaming him. They're blaming President Trump for all of it. And these are members of Congress that are blatantly lying to the American people to get all of us to believe that President Trump is the reason for all of this. President Trump is the reason why we have all of this misery right now in the world. It's all because of President Trump. You would think, at least I do, because the Democrats keep doing it and American people don't follow it, but you would think that they, at some point they would like, okay, you know what, this is not working. But they have CNN keep pushing out the same information, MSDNC pushing out the same thing. So they assume that because they have these liberal media outlets pushing out their rhetoric that everyone else believes it. What kind of heart do they have for them to blatantly lie like this? I mean, seriously, what kind of heart do they have? So I have another clip. This is another congressperson from Illinois. Her name is Jan. And she said that President Trump should have gone to the authorities before he did his job, basically. He needs to talk to someone else before he does his job. He needs to talk to someone else before he does anything to protect American people at home or abroad.
And sadly, we are here today when this reckless president, not asking any authority, not asking any advisors who knew what they were doing, to decide to take out one person. Soleimani, General Soleimani, is not like Osama bin Laden or another terrorist. This is like the second most powerful person in Iran, and he was rejected to take him out by two presidents, Republican and Democrat, George W. Bush and Barack Obama, knowing the kind of, not that he is someone that we need to mourn, but someone who has enormous power to be the match that lights the fire of war in Iran and in Iraq.
What match? What match was lit up? I think President Trump extinguished it. President Trump got rid of it. Talking about a match? Seriously?
There is no match. President Trump, you know what? The match was by the airport in Iraq. And President Trump said, let's burn that match out. Because once you light the match, you can't stop it from burning at that point. You can't reuse the match. So President Trump took out that match. We're not at war with Iran. No articles of war have ever been drawn up by this president for Iran. President Trump's been in office 3+ years, and not a single time has he even made the notion that we were going to go to war with Iran. It never happened. But you have these Democrats constantly saying that President Trump wants to take us to war, and they're saying no war with Iraq or no war with Iran. If they just go ask President Trump, do you want to go to war with Iran? President Trump will say no. It's really that simple. But because they want you and me and the rest of us to believe all of the lies that they're saying, that President Trump wants to take us to war and President Trump is the problem. The man already said we're not going to war. We don't want to go to war. He already said that we have a beautiful military. We have beautiful armed forces. We have beautiful equipment. And he said, we don't want to have to use it. Does that sound like someone who wants to go to war to you? Does it? Oh, but wait. I have another one for you. This is Nancy Pelosi. See, now, the last lady from Illinois, Jan, she said that, you know, the top leader, he was the second in command. Listen how Nancy Pelosi kind of compares the second in command here in America to Soleimani. This is Nancy Pelosi comparing. I was just saying Mike Pence, because she didn't say Mike Pence, but I'm going to say it. But just listen to what she says.
The argument would be made that, putting the shoe on the other foot, if the United States had a high level, maybe the second most important person in the country, assassinated wherever, the United States might consider that assault on our country, right? And the Iranians might as well, even though this took place at the Iraqi airport.
Really? How many American officials, second in command, third in command? Well, she's third in command. See, she wants to be second in command, but she's third. I mean, in the food chain, or, you know, the way the government is president, vice president, then the House Speaker. That's just the way it is. So she's third, right? But how many here are going around finding people and killing them? How many? So how do you compare that to, how do you compare Soleimani to anyone here in America? Now, if Vice President Pence were to go overseas someplace and then Iran or another country decided to take him out, then yes, that would probably be considered an act of war. He's not doing the horrible things that Nancy Pelosi is alluding to. But see, you have Democrats that say because he's white man, and President Trump's a white man, that they're all white supremacists, white nationalists, they're all bad. See, that's what it all comes down to. They're not saying it. I'm saying it. And it's not playing identity politics. It is what it is. They're the only ones that's saying that about American people. You don't see Republicans talking bad about black people. You see Democrats talking bad about white people, and Democrats used to talk bad about black people. Oh, imagine that. But now all of a sudden they try to act like they're the champion of black people. I digress. How much more can the country take of this? How much more of the lies coming from the left can we absorb? I mean, when do we say enough is enough? You know what? Come November. That's when we get to say it. We get to say enough is enough come November. And that's when the American people need to rise to the occasion, and we need to say vote them out 100%. All right, so I have another clip from you. This clip is from Jeff. He's a state senator from Oregon, and he says that Trump is the reason for the escalation in the Middle East. Really? See, they blame President Trump for everything. President Trump is trying to de-escalate the issues in the Middle East, but they're blaming President Trump for everything. He don't even have to have anything to do with it. Something goes wrong someplace, oh, it's President Trump. They're even blaming President Trump for the climate issues that's happening, with the fires that's happening in Australia. They're saying, oh, because President Trump got out of the Paris Climate Agreement, Australia is on fire now. What? Basically saying that because we're not giving any money to the Paris Climate Agreement, that caused the fires to start in Australia. See, that's their way of thinking. Listen to this.
I think about how this administration, with its cycle of provocative acts and escalation, has damaged virtually every objective we've had in the Middle East.
Every objective. So they're saying President Trump wants to remove any objective that they had going on in the Middle East. So if the Democrats had any objective for the Middle East, we should be getting out of it, because the Democrats don't have anything that they're doing that is good, that's positive for the American people. Nothing. Nada. Zero. Zip. Nothing that they're doing is good. Name one thing that the Democrats have done in the past 3.5 years that has been positive for America. Just one. Just one. My goodness. Oh, the USMCA? Oh, the one that President Trump started, then they signed it right at the end of 2019 just to make it look like they're bipartisan, just to make it look like they're doing something, just to make it look like they're doing their job. That's the only reason why they did that. So they can go out before the end of the year, so they can be like, oh, well, we did something. But their main goal was to impeach President Trump before the end of 2019, coming into the election year. And now they're asking, to my understanding, there's some Democrats that are even jumping ship, talking about Nancy Pelosi. You need to hand over the articles of impeachment so they can go ahead and remove him. They're getting upset with her because she's not doing it. They're not going to do it. She wants to control them. Nancy Pelosi wants to control the Senate. Her objective is to control the Senate. And if she can't control the Senate, she's going to hold on to the articles of impeachment. She wants to see how long it's going to take for them to come up with the information, or how they're going to proceed with the court hearing in the Senate over the impeachment. So what if the Senate told the House, no, you need to wait before you do that, because we want to see how you're going to organize it before you do it. So before you do it in the House and then try to pass it over to the Senate, we need for you to hold up before you go with articles of impeachment so that we can see exactly how you're going to do the procedure. Nancy Pelosi does not control the Senate. The Democrats do not control the Senate. The Republicans do, but they seem to forget that. Nancy Pelosi wants to control the Senate. She wants to control everything. She wants to control the government. See, that's the Democrat model. Control everybody. Control everybody. Listen to her. I'm going to play this clip for you.
Now, in terms of impeachment, you will keep asking me the same question. I keep giving you the same answer. As I said right from the start, we need to see the arena in which we are sending our managers. Is that too much to ask? In October, we put forth H.R. 660, which is a House resolution which talked about the terms under which we would proceed further to further proceed with the investigation, so that people knew what the battlefield would look like. We expect to see that here. I've heard different things. I hear that they might want to, you've probably heard one way or another, some of them have suggested they might want to dismiss equals cover up. Dismiss equals admission that your fate of the facts, the truth, the witnesses, and the documentation. We would have hoped that, like as with the Clinton process, that there would have been a bipartisan resolution determining how to proceed.
She was saying they would hope they would have a partisan. She's telling the Senate that they were, that she's hoping that they would have a bipartisan, right, procedure in the Senate when the House was 100% partisan, minus Tulsi Gabbard. Well, we're not even counting her. But it was pretty much, I think there was two Democrats in the House, so I guess that makes it bipartisan. But it's still partisan because not a single Republican voted with the Democrats. The Democrats all voted to impeach President Trump in the House. They all did that. And here she is trying to make it where, oh, we have to be partisan. We have to be bipartisan. You know, we need to work together to come up with the solution. If they're not going to give them what they want, Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats are going to fight all the way. Nancy Pelosi is going to fight all the way if she's not getting what she wants. That's all it is. They want to make sure that they actually have a pathway to stop the Republicans in the Senate. And they want to make sure that they can remove President Trump. That's the ultimate goal here. That is the ultimate goal. Remove President Trump so they can continue the tyranny. Now, Ilhan Omar. There's so many people like Ilhan Omar. I mean, she just keeps getting it. She just keeps bringing it. It gets better and better. You can't even make this up. Listen to what she says here. Now, have you ever seen the show Walking Dead? Have you ever seen that show? Have you even ever heard of it? Now, I can't even recommend watching it because it's pretty brutal. And if you know, it's never going to happen, right? But if there was ever such a thing with zombies running around, walking around, you know, brains or whatever, Walking Dead is like plausible, right? That's, if you can imagine that it would happen like it, you know, in the show, the series Walking Dead. I mean, if you would just imagine, I mean, it's pretty gruesome. But anyway, listen to what AOC has to say here about the Walking Dead.
If we are only focused on killing monsters of the world, we can forget the children, the elderly, the people with disabilities who are going to be caught in the crossfire, who are unable to sleep, unable to make a decision, who, if they survive, become the walking dead like myself.
You can't even make this up. Did she really just sit there and say that? Do I need to play it one more time for you? The Walking Dead. Okay. I hear you. I'm going to play just that little part again, just the very ending of that, so you can hear what she's saying. You listen.
They survive, become the Walking Dead like myself.
That explains it. That explains it. The Democrats, all of them are walking dead. They don't have any brain cells left. They're doing all this insanity stuff. They're doing all this crazy stuff to the American people because they're all walking dead. She just said it. I didn't make it up. She said it came out the donkey's mouth. Wow. Has someone told me that she said that, I wouldn't believe it. I said, no, she wouldn't say that she's a walking dead like herself. I wouldn't believe it, but it came out the donkey's mouth. Okay. Back to Nancy Pelosi. Nancy. So Nancy Look, let me get a little serious just a little bit here. So we've had military personnel in the past, and we'll even have military personnel in the future. And these are men and women that will join the U.S. Armed Forces to protect the American people. And they're not joining to throw their lives away. That's not what's happening here. The men and women that join the armed forces do not join to throw their lives away. They're willing to put their lives on the line so that we can have our freedoms here in America. I don't think the Democrats truly understand that. Because, you know, think about it. The Democrats, they are against the U.S. military. When Obama was in office, he brought the military down to the weakest point probably in history since we've been a world power. And the Democrats want to make sure that the military don't have the funding that they have. They always want to take it. They said, the military doesn't need any money. We need to bring the military down, as if the Democrats are, you know, like as if they're good for going for a smaller government at that point. But when you hear Democrats saying that they would die for their country, what exactly are they saying? Are they telling these men and women that join the armed forces, do not fight to protect your life, but just lay your life down? Is that the reason why they feel the way they do about military personnel or anyone overseas that's killed by terrorist groups? Just lay your life down. Is that exactly how the Democrats believe? Is that how they think? I don't know. Let's look at this clip. You tell me what you think Nancy Pelosi is saying here.
As I say, we have no illusions about Iran, no illusions about Soleimani. He was a terrible person, did bad things. But it's not about how bad they are. It's about how good we are. We all would die for our country. We take pride in saying that. But to kill for our country is a pretty traumatic thing. So when we want to engage in these, whatever you want to call this, that the president engaged in, we have to be really careful about how we endanger our men and women in uniform who courageously, patriotically put themselves out there to protect and defend.
So basically, put yourself out there, protect and defend, but don't fight back. I mean, there's more to – there's so much more – that the Democrats don't want people to understand. And they're manipulating people at a large scale. They're blatantly lying, saying that President Trump wants to take us to war, knowing good and well that's not what he's wanting to do. Not at all. Not at all. Okay. So, to my understanding, on the 19th of this month, the Senate will start up the hearings or start up the court session, what have you, for the impeachment. And I think Nancy Pelosi is probably going to hand it over before then, because I heard I think it was Jeff Merkley, where he was saying that that on the 19th, because he's a senator, on the 19th, he's a senator from Oregon, he's saying on the 19th of this month, he was asking people to rally up at D.C. for the support and impeachment for the Senate. I would love to be there. I had one gentleman already send me a good amount of money so I can be there. I'm not spending money on anything else. I plan on putting it on the trip to get there. But I need to get a plane ticket. I'm asking everyone that's willing to help me to get there. I've known people to donate on YouTube and even on Periscope. But the quickest way for me to be able to purchase the ticket so I can get there would be through PayPal. So anything is helpful. I greatly appreciate anything that you do so that I can get there and cover it. Because I know a lot of people won't be able to be there, but I plan on being there. Actually, with my main man, Ben Burquam, he's working on trying to get us tickets so that we can be inside of the room where they're going to have the court hearing. And that you have to have special tickets to get to be able to get in there. So we're working on getting that. But in order for me to be there, I need your help. I mean, I hate to ask for it, and I have to swallow my pride, but I can't get there, and I can't do this without your help. I'm doing all this on my own now. I am strictly to the point with Will Johnson through my website, uniteamericafirst.com, and you, the American people, you are my sponsor. So if you want me to go there and you think that I could go and cover it, and of course I'm going to wear my Trump hat and I'm going to go right in the midst of the Democrats, of these anti-American Democrats, socialist, communist, liberals, and I will be live and I will show it all. But I need your help getting there. So please, help me as much as you can. If you go to YouTube and look into the link on Unite America First, go to YouTube if you're watching on Periscope, on Twitter, or if you're on Twitch and you're watching, the description on the YouTube channel will take you directly there. Or you can go to my website, uniteamericafirst.com, and you can help me out there. It's right there at the top of the page. Support me and getting there. I need your help. This is my job right here, reporting the information and trying to get it out there to you. So if you find it in your heart and you're willing to help me, please go to uniteamericafirst.com and support me. And I will be there live, and I'll go live as much as possible. As much as possible. It's going to be cold, so my phone won't heat up. That won't be the issue. My phone won't get hot. So I'll be able to stream and stream and stream. Okay? Thank you. God bless you. God bless America. UniteAmericaFirst.com. My name is Will Johnson. To the point. You like this shirt? You like this hat? You can get them at UniteAmericaFirst.com, where you can see other apparel as well. The Democrats, they have been trying to take out President Trump from day one, ever since he came down the escalator. But this shirt here, it says it all. It makes a big statement. Get over it. Trump is your president. You can get it today at uniteamericafirst.com. This is how you support me. By going to uniteamericafirst.com, by buying the t-shirts, by buying the hat, by buying the other items that we have there. And also, you can make a donation at uniteamericafirst.com. I need your help and support to continue this fight in 2020. This year is so important. We are at a crossroads in this nation, and we actually see it. We can either go to the left or we can go to the right. So I'm going to go and do everything I can, but I can't do it without your help. So please go over to uniteamericafirst.com and support me today. Again, that is uniteamericafirst.com. Okay, if you're listening on Blog Talk Radio, thank you so much for joining me this evening. Please go over to uniteamericafirst.com and support me. Please, I need your help. Thank you, and God bless. God bless everyone. I'm still new to Blog Talk Radio. I'm still figuring it all out. It will be on iTunes, and I will have it on other locations as well. So I want to thank everyone for joining me over on Blog Talk Radio. And I plan on doing so much more. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. God bless you. Again, that is uniteamericafirst.com. Uniteamericafirst.com. Support me. To the point with Will Johnson. Good night.